We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Mem Aleph. This has been a very long halacha, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, which is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Aleph, in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is one of the Rosh Hashanah Shurim that Rabbi Nezal gave on the Zohar HaKadosh, about Chod, it begins Chodi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was very happy. And it's a shir that has about 10 fabulous topics in it. One of the main highlights in that shir is the topic of Emunat Chachamim. And Rabbi Natan Zal explains it. You know, Rabbi Nezal explains it there very elaborately. And Rabbi Natan Zal went into a major discussion on all the different topics there. Now we're towards the end of this halakha, and he connected it to Hanukkah, the holiday of Hanukkah, and he's speaking about the korbanot that the Nesiim brought on Hanukkah, and how it ties into each item that Rabbi Nezal mentions over there in Likutei Moran. So we spoke before about the silver ka'ara that they brought, which weighed a certain amount of silver, and the receptacle, the Mizrak Echad Kesef, and then Kaf Achas Asur Zav Melech Toiris. And now he started speaking about the actual sacrifices. Paragraph Mem addressed the ox that they brought, Par Echod Ben Bokor, which corresponded to Avram Avinu, and now he's up to Ayel Echod, which corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu. Rav Nosanzal says, Ayel Echod, the ram that the Nosi brought on those first days on the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan, Keneged Yitzchok, corresponds to Yitzchok, Shene Echad, who was supposed to be offered as a sacrifice and was replaced with a ram, with an ayil. Ze bechinas hatikun lahamshich soid hoibur lamalois pegimas halavona, shehu bechinas mo'erois choser. This ram corresponds to the tikun that Rabbi Nezal speaks over there in Likutei Moran of the soid hoibur, the secret that the great, great tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael know how the sun and the moon operate and know how to calculate when to make it a leap year, when not to, when the month should be mole, choser, the whole cycle, the whole calculation of the solar and lunar cycle and how it comes together, that's called the soid hoibur, which is one of the deepest wisdoms in the Torah. And that secret is related to bring about a tikkun for the moon. We know that the moon originally started out equal in size to the sun, and then the moon was lessened. And the pasuk in the Torah, which says, Yehi ma'oirois berekia shemayim, let there be lanterns in the sky, the word ma'orot should be written mem aleph vav resh vav tof. And it's written without a vav in the Sefer Torah, so that it spells the word me'arat, which means curse. And that's where the Zohar HaKadosh says that that pasuk hinted to the fact that there would be this deficiency in the moon, that there would come a time when the light of the moon would be lessened, which corresponds to Klal Yisrael. And all of our mitzvot, everything we're doing in this world, is to bring about a tikkun for the deficiency in the moon. Lahashlim pigimas halavona. Shemishom Yenikas Esav, and it's from that defectiveness and deficiency in the moon that the Sitrachra draws its power from. Esav draws his power. Shaydezeh, because it's based on that the pasuk says Vatichena Einav Shel Yitzchok. When Yitzchok Avinu got old, he couldn't see well. The lack of vision, the lack of light in the eyes of Yitzchok Avinu is related to the lack of light in the moon, the deficiency of the moon. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh shows the connection. V'hatikun al yedei shehiktem Hashem Yisborach refuah. And the tikun for that lack of light in the eyes of Yitzchok Avinu came from the fact that Hashem prepared the cure before, shenekad al gami ha-mizbeach, that he was brought as a korban on the mizbeach, v'hikriv tachtov, he was tied. Nekad means he was tied up on the Mizbeach. He was prepared to be brought as a korban. V'hikriv tachtov ayil. And instead, Avram Avinu replaced him with a ram, shehoyonechaz basvach bekarnov, which was trapped in the bushes with its horns. Shemishom kol hahamtokos hadinim shel Rosh Hashanah al yidei shofar shel ayil. And we know it's that ram, the shofar that comes from the ram that we use on Rosh Hashanah, that's what sweetens all the judgments, all the harsh judgments. Ki Barosh Hashanah Iker Tikun Pigimas Halavana Kanal. Because as we explained earlier in paragraph Mem, on Rosh Hashanah is the main time of the Tikun Halavana, because Rosh Hashanah is the one holiday when the moon and the sun come together. It's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh coming together. Nimtza Shehoayil Shehikrivu Shu Keneged Yitzchok Ze Bechinas Tikun Pigimas Halavana Sheze Bechinas Soido Ibur. So that the ram which the Nesiim brought at the Chanukah Tamizbeach, at the Chanukah Tamishkan, that ram which corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu, who is the tikkun for the Pigam Halavona, as the Zohar HaKadosh connected it, that Yitzchok Avinu's blindness corresponds to the lack of light in the moon, and the fact that we use this shofar of the ayil as a replay, as a tool for Hamtoka Sadinim, that itself, that especially, brings up the tikkun of this Soid Hoibur. Now, paragraph Membeis. The next korban that the Nesiim brought was keves echad ben shnaso la'ola. Each Nasi brought an ox, a ram, and a keves, a sheep. Keneged Yaakov. The Gemara says that the keves corresponded to Yaakov Avinu. VeYaakov ikar kol hatikunam anal shem lesakein chetot amarishim. And we know that Yaakov Avinu is the most important one of the Ovoi Saktoshim, in being involved in making a tikkun for the pegam of Odom Arishon. Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, paragraph Membeis. Ki Yaakov hoisa mitosoi shlema. Because Yaakov Avinu was the only one whose bed was pure completely. All of his children were religious. All of his children were tzaddikim. Ubirer b'shleimus me'ashana manal. Which means, based on the chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal says over there, in that Torah in Likutei Moran, that when a person is poigem and amunas chachomim, then when he eats, instead of the food improving his thinking, which it's supposed to do, instead, foul vapors, ashanim sruchim, go up from the food to his brain, and it confuses him, it clouds him, it messes up his ability to make good decisions, the right kind of decisions. So Rabbein Azal says here, the fact that Yaakov Avinu was mitosoi shlema, he was perfect in Tikkun HaBris, he was zeichet to purify, to remove these ashanim, these bad vapors. V'zocho lahamid shneimosor shvotim, shehem b'china shneimosor hoavonim, shenichladu be'even achas. And he was zeichet to produce the 12 shvotim, who correspond to those 12 stones. You remember when Yaakov Avinu had the dream, he put 12 stones around him, and when he got up in the morning, Hashem had merged them all into one. It says over there, the whole Even Hazeh, singular. The Gemara says Hashem made a miracle that all 12 stones became one. Shehu Bechinas Ho Even Shesia, Luchai So Even. This corresponds to the stone, the rock, the Even Shesia, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Beis HaMikdash, from which Hashem originally created the world. Sheze Iker HaTikun. And that's the source of the whole Tikun, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Bechinas Shleimo So Eitza. That's where we draw the highest perfection of Eitza Tova, from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Holy of the Holy in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where this Even Shesia was. That's where we draw the highest level of Hamtoka Sadin, which means to be zochet to real Eitza Tova. V'zeh b'chinas Seir Izim Echod Lechatos. And it says over there that the Nesiim brought one goat for a chatos, for an atonement. L'sakein Mechiras Yosef. That corresponds to the act that the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik, and they dipped his shirt in the blood of Sirizim, remember, which looks closest to human blood. They wanted to show their father Chayorot Achalosu. Ki Chalukas Ho'etzo Zebechinas Chalukas Malchus Beis David Kemuvan Shom Shemevi Posuk V'lo Yechtzu L'Shtei Mamlochoi Soid. U'Kemuvam Yizeh B'dvarinu B'mokam Acher. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says here, when a person has indecision, they don't know what to do, and they're wavering, should I do this, should I do that? That concept of a split in the decision corresponds to the split in the kingdom of the Jewish people, where the kingdom was split from Dovra Melech, the Malchus Beis David, which was supposed to be king over all 12 tribes. And after Shlomo HaMelech, during the time of Rechavam, there was a split in the kingdom, where it split between Yehuda and Yosef, the 10 tribes that went with Yosef HaTzadik, Yerovam ben Nevat, and the two tribes that remained, Yehuda and Binyamin. So Rabbein Azal explains that the split in the kingdom is synonymous with Chalukat Ha'etza, because the word king in Hebrew, Melech, Malki, also means Etza. Rabbein Azal brings a pasuk, Malki Yishbar Aloch. And the whole source, Rabbein Azal says over there, the whole concept of Malchus depends on Etza Tova. A king is only as good as his advisors. The king himself doesn't have to be a genius. He doesn't have to know anything. He needs a good team of advisors. And the malchus, the foundation of the kingdom, is the advisors, this concept of Eitzah Tova. And when we see that the kingdom split, it means automatically that it's a reflection of Chalukas HaEitzah, that the advice is split. There isn't any clarity, because we know the real tikkun is when there's oneness, not separation. Hashem is echod, and the whole tachlis of the bria is that we should take this creation, which seems to be millions of different things. Rabbein Azal calls it, what's the word? That are nichlal ba'achdus ha'pa'ulois mishtanois, that need to be nichlal in achdus haposhut. In this world, we see Yom Echo, Hashem created the world. One day, day one, day two, day three, there seems to be division. Hashem created Odom Rishon, then Chava, then again, two, the whole tachlis of our avoid in the world is to restore everything back to that oneness, to take all of these seeming differences and blend them together to make one. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas seir izim echod lechatos, lesakein mechiras Yosef, ki chalukas oitzo." Exactly. "Zeh bechinas chalukas malchus beidovid." Like Rabbein Zal, "Shemevi posik v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlochosoid." That when Mashiach comes, there will no longer be two kingdoms. The kingdom of Klal Yisrael will be united. "V'chalukas malchus beidovid al yedei Yerovam." Nimshach mi pegam mechiras Yosef kemuva, and we know that the fact that the kingdom of Klal Yisrael eventually split, that Yerovam ben Nevat split off and he took Yosef and the 10 tribes with him, that was all from the pegam of the fact that the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik as a slave. That spiraled down and eventually resulted in this split in the kingdom. Al kein haseir izim lechatos shemechapra al mechiras Yosef. Therefore, this goat that the Nesiim brought, the Nesiim were the leaders of the tribes. They were the tzaddikim. They were the chachamim of Klal Yisrael. The korbonos that they were bringing were to bring about a tikkun for this pigam of emunas chachamim and every single facet of it. One facet of pigam emunas chachamim is this lack of eitzah tovah. When we don't have the right kesher with our tzaddikim, then we don't have eitzah tovah. This seir izim lechatos, which corresponds to mechiras Yosef, which is what caused the whole split in the kingdom, which what causes chalukah soetzo, that's the tikkun for it. Paragraph mem gimel, ulezeva hashlomim bokor shnayim, and as korban shlomim, each one of the nesiim brought two oxen. Keneged Moshe v'Aharon. The Gemara says those two korbanos corresponded to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, she'osu sholoim ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim, k'moshe pirush Rashi. Because this is called korban shlomim, is miloshen sholoim, and these two tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, were always involved in making peace between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Like Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, Moshe v'Aharon heim klal ha'toyro shebichsav u'bal peh. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen symbolize the whole Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah Shebichsav, right? Aaron HaKohen was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one who brought Hevi mi talmidov shel Aaron HaKohen. He was the one who brought everybody to Moshe Rabbeinu's shiurim. So he represents the student, the Yehoshua, who is the Torah Shebal Peh, Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara says that the Seder, how Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, first he would teach it to Aaron HaKohen, then he would call in the sons of Aaron HaKohen, and so on and so forth. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichsav, Aaron HaKohen is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Shehem Klal HaSforim HaKdoshim, so that they together symbolize the totality of all the Sforim, Torah Shebal Sav, Torah Shebal Peh, Shehem Iker HaTikun. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that the Sforim, they are the main Tikun of Emunas Chachomim. Rabbeinu Zal said over there, what is Pigam Emunas Chachomim? When people don't have respect for rabbis. They don't respect rabbis, they don't respect their words. So when a rabbi writes a sefer, it's a joke. They make fun of it, Rachman al-Islam. Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Likutei Halachos, he writes, even though it's become common today that any time a new sefer comes out, before people start reading it, they're making fun already. Like, oh, another sefer, that kind of attitude. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal said, in this chapter of Likutei Moharan Torah Samach Aleph, Rabbeinu Zal said that there are many sforim, and there are going to be many, many more sforim, and all of them are very necessary. Every sefer is part of this tikkun emunas chachamim. Every sefer is part of being mekar of the gula. And the more that Yidden are zeichet to show respect for the sforim, preferably by learning them. But even if you're not zeichet to learn it, at least when a person hears a new sefer came out, it's like a new child was born in Klal Yisrael. Mamish, you know it's being mekar of the gula. Every sefer is part of this tikkun of emunas chachamim, which is the main tikkun of Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal show that's everything. When Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, what was he poigemen? He was poigemen emunas chachamim. Which chacham? The chacham Adam Rishon. He was the chacham at that time, and he was supposed to listen to himself. Hashem told him what to do. And instead of following what he understood, he followed the wrong advice from the snake, from the nochosh, via his wife, via Chava. So his pigam was mamash pigam in emunas chachomim. Rav Nosson Zal shows it. And the churban beis hamikdosh was pigam in emunas chachomim. The pasuk says, vayiu malivim b'malach elokim. They made fun of the heavenly angels. Who were the heavenly angels? The rabbis, the chachamim. So the whole tikkun of Binyan Beis Hamikdash and the whole tikkun of Pegam Adam Rishon is totally in new sforim. Every time a new sefer comes out, it's a major celebration. There were tzaddikim that when the Likutei Moharan was brought to them for the first time, they put on their big day Shabbos, their big day Yontif, to show respect for a sefer. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu nosan es haTorah shebichsav. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave the Torah shebichsav to Klal Yisrael. Umesoro balpe letalmidov, and he gave it over balpe. He told it over balpe to his students. Shehorishoin hu Aharon, the first student in line of Moshe Rabbeinu was Aaron HaKohen. Rak sheYehoshua zocho sheachar shemeis Aharon mosar Moshe kol haTorah liYehoshua. Listen to this. While Aaron HaKohen was alive, he was the closest one in many ways to Moshe Rabbeinu. After Aaron HaKohen passed away, Moshe Rabbeinu gave everything over to Yeshua. Ukemoshe mefoyrosh bedivrei Rabbi Sen Zechron Avrocha b'seder HaMishnah. And as the Gemara explains, the sequence of how they learned, how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah at that time. She'aharoin hoyo hamekabel harishoin. Aaron HaKohen was the first one to receive. Kemoshe Amrusham, as the Gemara says, nichnas aharoin v'shona lemoshe pirkoi. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu had received from Hashem, Aaron HaKohen came into him, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to him what he had learned. Then his son, as the Gemara says in Eruvin, Dafnun Dalad, V'alkein k'siv bi'aharon uvonov, and this is why the Torah says in V'zois HaBrocha, when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the brachas to each one of the tribes, when he speaks to Aaron, to the Kohanim, he says, Yoiru mishpotecho liYaakov, they are the ones who will teach Hashem's Torah to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ki Aharon Kerev Kol Yisrael LeMoshe. Aaron HaKohen was the one who brought all of Klal Yisrael close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Yidei Sheyotza LeKrosoi. Because if there was anyone who had an excuse not to be Moshe Rabbeinu's student, it was Aaron HaKohen. Look at this. Moshe Rabbeinu goes off into the sunset. He goes away for 80 years to Midian, to Ethiopia. Now he's coming back on his wife. Who was in charge throughout that time? Who was the leader of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Aaron HaKohen. Who was older than Moshe Rabbeinu? Aaron HaKohen. Now his baby brother comes back on his white horse, and he's going to save Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very afraid of this, that if there was anyone who had an excuse to be jealous, resentful, negative. It was Aaron HaKohen. And Hashem promised them, you have nothing to worry about. V'ro'acho v'somach b'liboy. That when Aaron HaKohen is going to see you, he's going to be happy for you. He's not just going to put on a happy face. He's going to be happy inside. No jealousy at all. He's going to trust Hashem's decision completely. V'alkein be'emes zocho l'mashe zocho. And this is why Aaron HaKohen was zeichet to what he was zeichet to be the one to have the Urim v'tumim and the choshen, the big day kohuna, all of that. K'moisham razal, v'hu ha'hefech me'hamiskanim b'hat tzadik ho'emes. V'cholku alov al yidei kinosam boy. And Aaron HaKohen is the opposite of those rabbis who have jealousy for the tzaddik emes, and therefore they come out against him. They're chilek on him. Very often it's an aspect of jealousy. They say about during the time of Rav Nosson Zal, when there was the major machloikas against him from the Savrana, that they wanted to kill him, they put his students in jail, they got them fired from their jobs and everything. So somebody once approached the Savrana and said to him, you know, like, what? What do you have? He has students. You have 50 times as much students as him. You have much more students. He said, my students are cows. They come to me just for food. They come just for a bracha for parnasa. His students are lions. His student, each one is coming for avodas Hashem. Their only interest is how to get... And again, there are times throughout the generations that even among big tzaddikim, they saw a tzaddik who was superior and they saw his students. And it was a test. It was a big test. The Torah tells us that the Gemara's Torah speaks about from day one, Kayin and Hevel, Kino. This is an item that Hashem has put into the nature of human beings, and a person has to fight it. A person has to beg Hashem to help him be zeichet to overcome it, not to have any the wrong kind of Kino. The Gemara says, Kino soifrim tar bechochma. Jealousy is a good thing when it's used right. When a person sees somebody else being better than him in religion, and not that he wants to bring the other guy down. Not that he wants to see the other guy fall. He wants to go up. He wants to get better to be like him. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, "Bashamayim mimal, val ha'oretz mitochas." When it comes to Shamayim, when it comes to Ruchnius, mimal, always look above you. If you see there's someone that has more than you, you should want to be like him. I want more. Val ha'oretz, when it comes to Artzius, when it comes to Gashmius, mitochas. If you see someone has less than you, then Baruch Hashem, I'm not doing so bad. I don't have what to get upset about. Look, I'm having a hard time. There are people having a harder, more difficult time than me. People have less than I do. But Aaron HaKohen is the symbol of the true Talmud, a real Talmud Chacham, tzaddik, everything. And still, he accepted the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu was the tzaddik. Val kenom razal, this is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Havi mitalmidov shel Aharon, oyev sholoim, voroidev sholoim, oyev esabriois, u mekarvon la toiro. He was mekarv them to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the tzaddik. V'alkein hikrivu shlomim bokor shnayim. This is why the Nasiim brought two korban shlomims, keneged Moshe v'Aharon, corresponding to these two tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon, shehem klal sifrei ha-toiro. They are a composite of the whole Torah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh, Iker Tikun Emunas Chachamim. And they, Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron HaKohen, represent the main Tikun of Emunas Chachamim. Paragraph Mem Dalet. Now the Pasuk says there that in addition, the Nasiim brought Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha, Kvosim Reishonah Chamisha. Five each of these three types. Elim and Kvosim and Atudim. Upirish Rashi, Keneged Klal HaTorah. These 15 korbonos correspond to the whole Torah, Shehem Tanach, V'chamisha Chumshe Torah, V'aseres HaDibrois, V'koyhanim Ulevim Yisraelim. You have the three sections of Torah Shebichsav, you have the five Chumashim, V'aseres HaDibrois, and Koyhanim Ulevim Yisraelim. Hainu b'chinas klal sifrei ha-toyroh shenim shochim al-yidei b'chinas Moshe v'Aaron. This represents the totality of all the sforim which all come from Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, shaydei ze ikar tikun emunas chachamim. And all of these sforim, they are the tikun of emunas chachamim. By Klal Yisrael learning these sforim and having the right respect for the sforim. Shaydeze nimshechu kol hatikunim hanal. That's what brings about all the tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Torah Samach Aleph. Shehem tikun yedei hasmicha, that the hands which give smicha, which give over authority from one generation to the next generation of rabbonim, and lihinotzel mimachlokes, and to be zeicha to be saved from the wrong kind of machloket, shebo al yedei shenismach mi she'enoy hogun, which comes about when rabbis who aren't qualified to be rabbis are put into, are anointed or designated, ulesake in yedei aksiva, and also to bring about a tikun to the hands of Klal Yisrael that write, all the writings of Klal Yisrael, all their, said we shouldn't be under the authority of the Goyim, we shouldn't be under the authority of their Mishpotim, their laws, their, but rather under the authority of Klal Yisrael. Ulahamshich Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and to be zecher to draw the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael upon ourselves, lehinotzel megerush, to be zecher to be saved from being chased out of Eretz Yisrael. Look how timely this is. Today, every day, they talk, put prisoners are chased out of Eretz Yisrael. That was thousands of years ago. That's today. We see in our Eretz Yisrael, Yidden are being driven out of places of Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Rahman al-Islam, to give it over to the hands of Goyim. Ulahamshich soyid ho'ibur, and to draw upon ourselves this soyid ho'ibur, veliskois le'etza shlema, and to be zirchet to perfection of etza, Shekol ze tiknu al yedei korbonos. All of these different issues, the Nesiim, through the korbonos that they brought at the Chanukah Samishkan from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's what brought about a tikkun for all of those items that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Memhei. Vezeh b'chinas kol hamelchomois v'amachloikes shehoyo le'yakov avinu. And with this, we could understand all the battles and struggles and machlokes that Yaakov Avinu had. Shebetchi lo hayolov machlokes Esav Lavan. First, he had to contend with Esav Harosha, and then Lavan. V'acharkach kishenitzel mehem, and when he was zeichet to be saved from them, ubikesh leishev b'shalva, he wanted to take it easy a little bit. Kofatzalov rugzay shel Yosef. Then came a worse machlokes. The machlokes of the brothers against Yosef HaTzadik. Kemo Yisham Razal al posuk Vayeshev Yaakov, as the Gemara says on that first posuk Vayeshev. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. He's going to explain that whole story about how when Yaakov Avinu meets up with Esav HaRosha, the whole interchange between them. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas klolius ha-Torah. Yaakov Avinu represents the Torah Kedoshah. Bechinas Torah Tzivolanu, Moshe, Moirosha, Kehilas Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who instructed us the Torah, which is the heritage of the community of Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu. Ki derech ha-Torah hanal hischil me Avram Avinu. Because the derech ha-Torah began from Avram Avinu. Shehu gilo elokusoi boilam. He was the first one to broadcast Hashem in the world, to make Hashem known in the world. Vehischil hamshich derech ha-Torah boilam. He was the first one to bring emuna into the world, to introduce emuna to the people. Kama Yisham Razal, like the Gemara says, kiem Avram Avinu es kol ha-Torah ad shele nitna. That Avram Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before it was given to Klal Yisrael. V'achakach mesoro liYitzchok, and then he gave it over to Yitzchok Avinu. V'Yitzchok liYaakov, Yitzchok Avinu gave it over to Yaakov Avinu. Ach Avram v'Yitzchok lo yhoyo mitosom shleima. However, Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu were not zoiche that all of their children should be pure. Ki yotzu mehem Esau v'Yishmoel. Avram Avinu had a Yishmoel. Yitzchok Avinu had an Esav. Shehem hepecha Torah. They are the opposite to the Torah. They are the opposition to the Torah. Shehem bechinas kol hachilkim al chachmei haTorah hamitiyim shemehem kol achrobonos. They represent those people who are cholek against the true tzaddikim, who are the cause of all the destructions. The destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and everything all came about through being cholek against the tzaddikim. Ach Yaakov hoiso mitosoi shlema. But Yaakov Avinu, the third one, he was zoche finally that all his children were pure. Vehu hoilid kol shnemoso shiftei Yisrael shekiblo satoira. He was the one who produced the 12 shvatim, who was zoche to receive the Torah. Asher onu kulonu nekroim al shmoi b'nei Yisrael. Whereby we are all called on the name of Yaakov Avinu. We're not called B'nai Avram, we're called B'nai Yisrael, Al Shem Yaakov Avinu. That's the name of Klal Yisrael. Just a side note, yesterday I had the zechus of being in Hebron, and my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, Zechron Avroch, always used to say on the way to Hebron that we're called B'nai Yisrael in a way it seems to be an insult a little. Why don't we at least say B'nai Avram Yitzchok V'Yisrael? Why no mention at all of Avram and Yitzchok? So he said, the Meforshim bring that the word Yisroel is koilel all the Ovois and all the Imohois. The Yud stands for Yitzchok Yaakov, the Yud of Yisroel. The Shin is Sora. The Resh is Rivka Rochel. The Aleph is Avraham. And the Lamed is Leah. So that in the word Yisroel, you have a koilel of all the Ovois and all the Imohois, all in one. But anyway, we know that, again, we are called more so in the name of Yaakov Avinu, B'nai Yisrael. Alkein Iker Hamshochas Kedushas HaTorah Hu Al Yedei Yaakov. And therefore, the main one who saw to it that the Torah should be brought into Klal Yisrael and have a continuation is Yaakov Avinu. Avol Hoya Olov Machloikes Gedoilois Me Esav Elovon Shehem Bechinas HaChilkim Al Chachmei HaTorah Amitim. However, he went through the great machlokes from these two Rishonim, Esav and Lavan, who symbolize the chilkim against the great Chachmei HaTorah. V'Yaakov Avinu kol ma asho yuchilkim alav yoyser, hiskaber loshuv b'tshuva yoyser al pegam amunas chachomim, ulesakin cheta domarishin shepogam bazekanal. And Yaakov Avinu, the more machloket he had against them, the more tshuva he did. He didn't fight with them. It brought him closer to Hashem. The more he did tshuva to try to correct the pigam of Emunas Chachamim, the pigam of Odom Arishon, which was a pigam in Emunas Chachamim, as we explained earlier. Upigam Hadoiroi Sacharov Shepomgum was there. And also the pigam of the generations after Odom Arishon, who were all poigim in this union of Emunas Chachamim. Vehu shov b'tshuva b'shvilam. And Yaakov Avinu did tshuva on their behalf. Ad shechiber v'osal ze sforim rabim, to the point where Yaakov Avinu produced many sforim. Shezeu b'chinas ma shenitman b'beis shem v'ever arbo es reshona b'eis sheborach me'eso. This is what took place during the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu spent in the yeshiva of Shem v'ever when he was running away from Esav Arosha before he got to Lavan. V'shom osak b'toira. What was Yaakov Avinu involved in over there in the Shiv of Shem Vever? He was learning Torah. Ubevadai chiber al ze sforim rabim. And Yaakov Avinu definitely wrote many sforim on the Torah. Ki Yaakov chiber kamo sforim kedoshim be'inyen ha'emuna kedoshah. Because Yaakov Avinu wrote many sforim on the topic of emuna kemuva, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Torah Lamed Beis. In Likutim Rantanino, Ukumashe Siper Mize Atmorzal, Kemuva Bidvareno, as Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this. One of the great tzaddikim who lived during the time of Rabbeinu Zal, his name was the Trovitzer Magid. When Rabbeinu Zal was about 20, the Trovitzer Magid was 60, 70 years old. He was one of the great tzaddikim at that time, a student of a student of the Baal Shem Tov. And he was a Magid over 80 cities. He was responsible to go to travel to 80 cities a year to give them Musar, to teach Torah. When he met Rabbeinu Zal, he said, I'm retiring. I'm quitting. I found a rabbi. No more rabbi. I'm quitting. He said, he's giving it up. And he said to his students, whoever wants can come and join me. And he became a student of Rabbeinu Zal, the famous, the Trovitzer Magid. He was so great, when the Baal HaTanya wrote his Siddur, he got a haskama from the Trovitzer Magid. That's who he went to for haskama on his siddur. You have to imagine what league we're talking about here. And this person met Rabbeinu Zal and said, I don't need to be a rabbi anymore. Time to switch to being a student. So one of the outstanding events in his life, he had a question that was troubling him for years. And he said he went to many tzaddikim at the time to ask them. Nobody gave him an answer. He said, what happened to all the sfarim of Avram, Yitzchok, all of these people? What did they do all day? They weren't working in computers. They weren't selling shoes. They were learning Torah and teaching Torah. And if they were teaching Torah, they wrote. They wrote sfarim. Where are all of those sfarim? And he said he went to all the tzaddikim. Nobody could give him an answer. He went to Rabbeinu Zal to ask him. And if I recall correctly, before he asked the question, Rabbeinu Zal gave a shir, Torah Lamed Beis and the Likutei Moran Tanina, where he asks this question. He gives a fabulous answer. He shows how it's true. All of them wrote sfarim. But he explains over there that just like when there's a lack of shalom between husband and wife, there's machloket between husband and wife, Hashem says, let my Torah be erased to make peace between husband and wife. We scratch out the letters of the parasha of Sota and we put it into the water for her to drink. So too, he writes, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, that all the sforum of apikursis, all the sforum of the apikursim, bring about tremendous lack of shalom. They generate machlokes between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that in order for those sforim to disappear, it required many sforim of kedusha. The sforim of the great tzaddikim had to write sforim, and their sforim had to be erased, had to be lost, in order that those other sforim should be lost. Because Rabbeinu Zal says, if those philosophy sforim that were written, those would be around, there'd be no Jews, chas v'shalom. They were so powerful. They had tremendous, tremendous chochmas and philosophy that it could, chas v'shalom, it could have drowned Klal Yisrael. So the great tzaddikim had to sacrifice their sforim in order to, but I'm giving it to you very short. Rabbeinu Zal explains it and proves it from psukim and everything in his there. That's this Torah Lamed Beis here. Shezeo b'chinas v'sefer kosav ishrivi. And this is the posuk that Rabbeinu Zal brings in Torah Samach Aleph, that Riv means machloikis, that from machloikis, sforim are written. That very often sforim are written, what's machloikis? One person asks, the other person answers. There's a back and forth, and that generates sforim. Sforim are written by debate. People have a debate in Torah, and they have to, each one has to prove his side, and they bring rayas and before, and that's how sforim are written. Shekol ma sheroyim, shehamachloikis al hoemes misgaber yoiser, that the more we see that the machloikis against the emes is getting stronger and stronger, tzrichim lehizgaber loshuv b'tshuvo al pigam emunas chachomim shaloi. The person who's seeing this, the tzaddik who's witnessing this, or the Talmud Chacham who's witnessing this, has to know that this is a message that we have to do tshuva on our pigam of emunas chachomim, either my pegam of onus chachamim, or shel kol ha'olam, or of all of Klal Yisrael, or ma shepoigem, ma she'enoy ma'amin bi'atzmoy. And we know Rabbeinu Zal writes there in the Likutei Moran that one example of pegam of onus chachamim is when a rabbi doesn't believe in himself. He doesn't believe that his chidushei Torah are worth anything. Ah, it's nothing. He makes light of what Hashem has given him, his gift. As Rabbeinu Zal says there, Validei kol tshuva nase sefer, and from through each tshuva is generated a sefer. There is forum of shilas or tshuvas, tshuvas forum. So Rabbeinu Zal says through each aspect of tshuva and amunas chachamim that also generates forum. Bechinas v'sefer kosav ishrivi kanal, as he brings that posuk. V'zeh nohag Yaakov tomid, and this is how Yaakov Avinu conducted his life. Shekol ma shero hamachlokes mizgabro lav yoser, the more he saw that the machloket against him was stronger, hoyeshov b'tshuva, he did more tshuva, v'osak b'toira yoser, and he learned more Torah. Ad shechiber sforim harbe le'en keitz, to the point where he wrote many, many sforim. Validize himtik kol hadinim, and that's how he sweetened all the dinim. That's how he won all the machloikas. Alidei b'chinas even shesia, through that even shesia, which is where the luchos savonim were, where the tablets which had the sforim, the words of Hashem written on them. Sheze b'chinas ma shekol huavonim nichlulu b'even echos. This is the miracle that Yaakov Avinu saw when he lay down at the site of the Beis Hamikdash, and he saw that all those rocks became one. Sheze zocho Yaakov bi'atzmoi. Who was zocho to this? This was the avoid of Yaakov Avinu himself. Shebe'es sheyotza mi be'shem ve'ever, that it was right after he left the yeshiva of Shem ve'ever, poga b'mokoyim. That's when he came upon the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'shom nichlelu kol hashnei mosar avonim be'evin shesiyah b'kodesh kedoshim. And that's where he saw that all of these 12 stones came together as one to blend into that Evan Shasia, that holy rock that Hashem created the world from, the Holy of Holies. Sheze zocho al yidei ribui hasforim, shezocho al yidei esek hatoira. Yaakov Avinu was zocho to this through his many sforim, through his great study of Torah, through his great study of Torah. Kama shekotzav shom, ayin shom ba'toyra chodi Reb Shimon Hanal, heitev, v'tovin kol ze. Rabbi Nezal says, if you look over there in Torah Samach Aleph, Rabbi Nezal speaks about this. Rabbi Nezal explains this. V'alkein sholach Yaakov la'esov, kishiyotza mi'beis lovan b'sholoim. Now we could understand why Yaakov Avinu sent a message to Esav when he was zeche to make it out of the house of Lovan. He sent Esav a message and he said, Im Lovan garti. V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara says that he said him, V'taryag mitzvah shomarti. Garti is the letters taryag. Yaakov Avinu sent Esav a message. I had machloket against me. I had a Lovan against me. You know what I did? Taryag mitzvah shomarti. Ze bechinas v'sefer kosav ishrivi. The great tzaddikim, when they have machlokes against them, it propels them even stronger to learn more and to write more sforim. Where do you ever hear in the history of the world anything like what happened to Rav Nosson Zal, that when he had machlokes against him, when Jews got Rav Nosson Zal put into jail with murder, not jail like today, with television, with air conditioning, with carpet, we're talking about jail in those days with real murderers and cutthroats. What Rav Nosson Zal was in jail in Russia, and he asked to have his sforim brought to him and a pen and paper, and part of the Likutei Halachos was written in jail. We have part of Likutei Halachos that he wrote during the time that he was imprisoned with these goyim. Where do you hear of such a thing, that a person should be such a bal madrega that he has machlokes against him to such a degree? From Yidden. Yidden should snitch to the goy shegah moiser, which is the worst thing that could possibly be in the Torah, and get him put into jail. And he's not trying to figure out how to destroy them. He wants his sforim. He needs to learn more. And he needs to be mechadesh Torah over there. That's what he's going to do in jail. Shedaika lidei horiv umachlekes nichtovim sforim kidoshim harbe. By the great tzaddikim, through the machlekes against them, that's what propels them to generate more and more sforim. Sheze bechinas im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvoy shem klal sifri haTorah shamarti. Shedaika al yidei shegarti im lovon, because I lived with Lovon, v'savalti v'menu asher savalti, and I went through what I went through there. Shebikesh lakor es hakol chas v'shalom. The Torah says Lovon was worse than Paro. He wanted to wipe out every trace of Yiddishkeit. Zochisi v'taryag mitzvah shamarti. Shezochisi lahasi kol hataryag mitzvahs. I was zochet to connect with all 613 mitzvahs, shem klal sifrei haTorah shehisi koidim shenitna, which is the entire Torah which Yaakov Avinu was zecher to be masik even before it was given on Har Sinai, shekol ze zocho aydei oitzem tshuvosoi sheshov daiko aydei hamachloike shoyla milovon. All of this Yaakov Avinu was zecher to through his great tshuva that he did when he was under attack from Lovon. Ki daiko aydei hamachloikes Nasin sforim harbe kishezoichen loshuv b'tshuvo al yodam, because it's specifically through machloikis when a person is are generated all of these sforim, when the person is zoiche to do tshuva through the machloikis. And here obviously Rav Nosson Zal is writing about himself. He's writing about what he went through. This is unheard of in the annals of the history of the world. A person reads the Sefer Yemei Atlois or Alam Letrufa to read the kind of things that went on, that religious Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, supposedly, people from Yidden went and did things unbelievable, went to the Goyim to get the Goyim to attack Jews, to get them fired from their jobs, to get them put into jail, all kinds of things, and killed. And Rav Nosson Zal's response to it was, he became greater and greater. He wrote these Sforim, which today are bringing light all over the world. Montreal, Gibraltar, everywhere, all over the world, literally. Paragraph Memvo, Vizehu, Vaihili Shur Vachamur, Tsoin Ve'ever Vishivcha. And this is why Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, he sent a message to Esav, that I have ox and donkey and sheep and slaves and servants and maidservants. Ze remez al kol habechinois hamavoram batoranal. In these words, Yaakov Avinu was referring to all the different topics that Rabbi Nezal discusses in that chapter in Likut Imran. Shenistaknin al yidei emunas chachamim. All the different things that get fixed when a person is zoche to real emunat chachamim. Sheheim tikun yidei aksiva. Number one, that the writings of Klal Yisrael should be effective, should be respected. We shouldn't have to go to the non-Jewish courts to resolve our issues, but rather the piske halach of the rabbis should be accepted and respected. Ulevli lizgar eish me'eretz Yisrael, and to be zeche not to be evicted from Eretz Yisrael. V'soid ho'ibur, v'zehu vayhili shor. Now Rav Nosson is going to show the connection between the words in the pasuk. Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayhili shor. I have oxen. Ze bechinas ksiva sforim akdoshim. This is a remez to the concept of writing sforim. Shekol kedushosam miksiva sefer Torah. Shenichteves al oirois shel sforim. Where all the sforim that are written all draw their kedusha from the sefer Torah, which is written on an ox, on the hide of an ox." Sheze bechinas ksiva tefillin. This is also the concept of writing tefillin, as Rabbi Nezal speaks about in the story in Sipurei Maaseis about the ox. Remember, the king went to sleep and he saw an ox and a donkey laughing at him. And he didn't, an ox and a sheep, a shor v'aser, and he didn't realize that because he made a decree that Jews weren't allowed to wear their talis and tefillin in public, that's why they were laughing on him. That's why he was going to be destroyed. And it's from there, from the shor, that the yidden, that we get this power that the writings of Klal Yisrael should be respected, should be choshuv. V'chamor, the donkey, the mule. What does a donkey represent? Zebechinas yisochor chamor gorem. We know yisochor who were the masters of the soid hoibur. Yisochor who are yoidei bino loitim. They're compared to the chamor sheheim zochu lesoid hoibur. Bechinas umibnei yisochor yoidei bino loitim. The pasuk says that shevet yisochor, they were the greatest masters in knowing bino loitim, in knowing the calendar, the soid hoibur, all of that. V'tzoin, the sheep, ze bechinas tzitzis, shoyse mitzimram. That's the concept of tzitzis, which is made from the wool of sheep. V'ze bechinas begodim nekiim, shenestaknim al yedei tzitzis. This is the concept of a Jew being zeche to have pure clothing, clean clothing, which get their tikkun spiritually from the tzitzis. Hepech begodim tzoyim, shehim bechinas ashanim sruchim, shemevalvlim umaakvim esamoyach, which is the opposite of filthy clothing, which corresponds to what Rabbi Nezal said over there, the filthy vapors that go up to the mind. When a person's poigim amunas chachomim, when he eats, the dirt of the food goes up to his brain and clouds his brain, so he doesn't have clear eitzah, he doesn't know how to think straight. Shebo alidei pigam emunas chachamim, which comes about through pigam emunas chachamim.